Blog Talk Radio.
Discipleship Radio. Discipleship Radio.
In the streets, they call it.
Discipleship Radio.
Mizmor Menhet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Eloheinu Har Kodesho. יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירקדי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזה אדם שם, חיל כיונדה. ורוח קדים תשפר אוליביות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך, וקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים, תן תהילתך על קץ וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שופו ציון והתקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה, שיטו לבכם לחילה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על פות. גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, בעיר אלוהינו הר קודשו. יפה נוף משוש כל הארץ, הר ציון ירקדי צפון, קריית מלך רב. אלוהים בארמנותיה נודע למשגב, כי הנה המלכים נועדו, עברו יחדיו. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזה אדם שם, חיל כיונדה. ורוח קדים תשפר אוליביות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך וקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על קץ וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שופו ציון והתקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיטו לבכם לחילה, הסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Rastafari. Africa is a must. So no matter person or cross, you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right? Do it.
Mizmor Memphet, Shir Mizmor Livne Korah. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kodesho. Yefe Nof Mesos Kol Haaretz, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Ki Hine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ורוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכליך. כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על קצווי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, סגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיטו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה. למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Psalm 48.
מזמור ממחת, שיר מזמור לבני קורח.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwark. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city.
Great is the Lord, and great is to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful is thy situation, joys of the whole earth, is Mount Zion. And the signs of the north is the city of a great king, Yah. God known in her place for thy refuge, for lo, the kings assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They troubled and hasted away, for they took hold upon them pains as a woman travels. Thou breakest a ship of Zion with east wind, as herb and oak of east seen the city of the Lord above. In the city of our God will I establish it forever.
ever. We have truth as loving kindness, our God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so the praise unto the ends of the earth. Righteousness in the hands of righteousness. Let Mount Zion be rejoiced, yeah. Let the daughter of Judah be glad, because thy judgment, yeah. Walk about Zion and go around about ye. Tell it to us before ya. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for reputation, for joy, and the whole earth, yeah. Mount Zion and the size of the north, the city of the great king. God known in her place for the refuge. For lo, as the kings were assembled and passed by together, they saw it. And so they marveled, they troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them, they have seen as a woman that travels. The young seen as a woman that go on a travel, y'all. I saw a ship traveling with east wind, and we as herb haven't seen the city of the Lord of hosts. The city of our God will I establish it forever. Forever will I establish it, y'all. Yeah.
I was lost. I was lost in sin and sorrow on an isle in life's dark sea. My child, I've come to save you. Step on board and follow me. Tis the old ship of Zion. Tis the old ship of Zion. Ship of Zion.
Daddy, are you alright?
I'm fine.
People are looking at you.
Only one morning. I got on
board. Rest with Jesus, Deacon.
Thank you, sister, for the soothing truths in that old hymn.
Amen.
Safe with Jesus, the captain.
You know he is.
And send us
The whole place is due for fly away. How many times I've heard you sing?
this road we trod in, winding and turning. As we bend the moon under this bright, bright morning sky, sun is falling from the sky, clouds and rain now in the sky. Your wheeling trumpet, that humble lion, you're chosen of the
desire, drop the far right to the beat. And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition!
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Andenya, Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin. Kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish bepazion in kwe etaget unacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin. Kavrit beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
For this double course, sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study, for this Shabbat, for this double course.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for this double portion, hear for the 29th, Acharei Mot, and for the 30th, Kedoshim, hear for this double portion, for this sabbatical study, and hear for this Shabbat Strong, Acharei Mot, after the death, and Kedoshim, holy ones, Isla ones, set apart ones, hear, Picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus. Here, Vayikra Acharei Mot. Here, for the Kaf 8, the 29th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, the first of this double portion. Here, the 8th Zain chapter. Here at the 16th chapter, third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus. Here, Hebrew first words for the Acharei Mot. B'shem Ha'av Ha'bein Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Echad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Vayidaber Yahweh El Moshe Acharei Mot. Shnei b'nei Aharon b'karabatam lifnei Yahuwah v'yamutu, and Yahuwah spake to Moses, to Moshe, v'yidaberi Yahuwah el Moshe acharei mot, after the death, acharei mot, Shnei b'nei Aharon, of the two sons of Aaron, b'karbatam, when they drew near, b'karbatam, lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, v'yamutu, and were dead. Hear. Hebrew first words for Acharei Mot. Vayidaber Yahuwah el Moshe Acharei Mot. Shnei b'nei Aharon b'karvatam lifnei Yahuwah v'yamutu.
Shabbat Shalom, Senvet Salam. Shabbat Acharei Mot Shalom. Here for this 29th reading from HaTorah, from the Torah, from Jah's direction instruction, and the 6th reading here from the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus, its name Acharei Mot. Two words, that means after the death. The title comes from the first words of the first verse of the reading, which says, and the Yahweh spake to Moshe after the death, Acharei Mot, of the two sons of Aharon, when they offered before Yahweh, before Jehovah, and died. In Leviticus 16:1. Leviticus 16 describes HaMishkan, the tabernacle ceremony for the holy set-apart festival of the Day of Atonement, Yom HaKippurim. Leviticus 17 establishes general rules for sacrifice and the sanctuary. And Leviticus chapter 18, it lays down specific laws about permitted and forbidden sexual relationships. So here we pick up with this Torah portion, Aliyah, reading and feeding, Leviticus chapter 16 to Leviticus chapter 18. Verse 30. B'shem Ha'av V'Habein V'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. the Day of Atonement, Christ, Ha Moshiach, as Kohen Gadol, Kohen Ha Gadol, as High Priest and Sacrifice. Why Daberi Yahuwah? Why Daber Yahweh El Moshe? Acharei Mot, Shnei Bnei Aharon. B'arabatam lefnei Yahweh v'yamutu. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered before the Yahweh and died. V'yadaberi Yahweh. And spoke he who be El Moshe to Moses, Acharei Mot, after the death of Shnei Bnei, the two sons of Aharon, B'karbatam, when they offer Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be Yod-Hei Weh-Hei, Waya Mutu, and died. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, speak to Aharon, Achika, thy brother, that he come not at all times into the holy place, within the veil before the mercy seat, which is upon Ha-Aron, the ark, that he die not. For I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Thus, like this, shall Aaron come into the holy, the set-apart place, with a young bullock for a chatat, a sin offering, and a ram for a olah, burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with the linen mitre, the turban, shall he be attired. These are the holy set-apart garments. Therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. And he shall take of the congregation of the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, two kids of the goats for a chatat, a sin offering, and one ram for a olah, burnt offering. And Aharon, and Aaron shall offer his bullock of the chatat, the sin offering, which is for himself, and make a kaper, atonement, at one minute for himself and for Beito, his house. And he shall take the two goats and present them lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be, at the petach, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. And Aharon shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Yahweh and the other lot for the scapegoat, Le'azazel. And Aharon shall bring the goat upon which the Yahweh's lot fell, and offer him for a chata'at, a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be le'azazel, for the scapegoat, shall be presented alive, lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be, to make an kaper, an atonement with him, and to let him go for a azazel, for a scapegoat into the midbar, the wilderness. And Aharon shall bring the bullock of the chatat, the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an kaper, an atonement for himself and for Beito, his house, and shall kill the bullock of the chatat, the sin offering, which is for himself. And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar, the mizbeach, lifnei Yahweh, Yahweh, before Jehovah, and his hands full of sweet incense, kittoret, itan, sweet aishens, beaten small, and bring it within the veil. And he shall put the incense, the aishens, upon the fire, lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be, that the cloud of the incense, the aishens, may cover the mercy seat, the kaporet, that is, upon the testimony, that he die not. And he shall take of Hadam, of the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward. And before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle of Hadam, of the blood, Demu, with his finger seven times. Then shall he kill the goat of the Chataat, the sin offering, that is, for Ha'am, the people, and bring his blood, Damo, within the veil, and do with that Dam, that blood, as he did with Hadam, the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat, and before the mercy seat. And he shall make an kaper, an atonement for the holy, the set apart place, because of the uncleanness of the Bnei Israel, the children, the sons of Israel, and because of their transgressions and all their sins. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, when he goeth in to make an atonement in the holy, the set apart place, until he come out and have made an atonement for himself and for his household and for all the congregation of Israel. Third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 17. Here at verse 18, we have the Sheni, the second, Aliyah, for this 29th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, and I Rastafari sabbatical study. So this Shabbat strong, the second, Aliyah, the Sheni, here at verse 18. Vayatza il ha mizbeach asher lifnei Yahweh wi kiper alayo wa latach midam ha par midam ha sa'ir wi natan al aronot ha mizbeach Saviv. And he shall go out to the altar, that is, lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be, and make an atonement, kippar, for it, and shall take of Hadam, the blood of Hapar, the bullock, and of Hadam, the blood of Sa'ir, the goat, and put it upon the horns of the altar round about. And he shall sprinkle of Hadam, of the blood, upon it with his finger seven times, and cleanse it, and hallow it, and set it apart from the uncleanness of the Bnei Yisrael, the children, sons of Israel. And when he hath made an end of reconciling the holy, the set apart place, and the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and Hamizbeach, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat, and Aharon shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat, and confess over him all the iniquities of the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, and all their transgressions and all their sins, putting them upon the head, the rosh of Hasair, of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the midbar, into the wilderness. And the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities into a land not inhabited. And he shall let go the goat in the wilderness. And Aharon shall come into the tabernacle of the congregation in the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and shall put off the linen garments which he put on when he went into the holy, into the set apart place, and shall leave them there. And he shall wash his flesh with water in the holy place, and put on his garments, and come forth, and offer his olah, his burnt offering, and the burnt offering of Ha'am, the people, and make an atonement for himself and for Ha'am, 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 Ha'am. For this double course, sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Shalishi, at the Shalishi Aliyah, for Acharei Mot, in a double portion, is the second, the Shani, for a double portion, so that there can be seven Aliyot, seven offerings. Here, the Shani, Ka Shahain, Machov. Here, for the double portion, here is the Sheni of a double portion. At the third Aliyah for Acharei Mot, for a double portion, is the second. Hear, Hebrew first words. Ve'et chelev ha-chata'at yakatir ha-mizbeyacha. And the fat, ve'et chelev, and the chelev, the fat, ve'et chelev ha-chata'at, of the sin offering of ha-chata'at, of the sin offering, yakatir, shall he make smoke, yakatir, Shall he burn and cause to smoke? Yakatir, shall he burn as aishens, as incense, causing it to smoke? Yakatir, ha mizbeha, upon the altar. Here for the Shalishi of Acharei Mot is the second, the Sheni, for a double portion, Kashahain Mahov, Weit Chaleb, Ha Hatata Yaktir, Ha Mizabeha.
And the fat of the Chata'at, the sin offering, shall he burn upon the Mizbeyah, upon the altar. And here at verse 26, we have the Shalishi. Here at verse 25, for the Shalishi, for the sixth Aliyah, beginning off first words of the sixth Aliyah, with eight Chelev Ha Chata'at Yakatir Ha Mizbeyach, and the fat of the sin offering, ha-chata'at, shall he make smoke upon ha-mizbeyach, yak-tir ha-mizbeyach, mizbeyach, upon the altar. So here picking up for the shelishi, verse 25, and the fat of the sin offering shall he burn, shall he make smoke upon ha mizbeach. Verse 26, and he that let go the goat for the scapegoat, le azazel, shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward come into the camp. And the bullock for the chata'at, the sin offering, and the goat, sa'ir, for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy, the set-apart place, shall one carry forth without the camp, and they shall burn in the fire their skins and their flesh and their dung. And he that burneth them shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp. And this shall be a statute forever to you, that in the seventh month, the seventh moon, on the tenth day of the moon, the month, ye shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that ye y'all may be clean from all your uckeries, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. It shall be a Sabbath of rest to you, and ye y'all shall afflict your souls by a statute forever. And HaKohen, and the priest whom he shall anoint and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead, shall make the atonement and shall put on the linen clothes, even the holy garments. And he shall make an atonement for the holy, the set-apart sanctuary, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, and for the altar, ha-mizbeach. And he shall make an atonement for ha-kohanim, the priests, and for all the people of the congregation. And this shall be an everlasting statute to you, to make an atonement for the B'nai Yisrael for all their sins once a year. And he did as the Yahweh commanded Moshe. And here this brings us here to the Rabbi'i Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah. Picking up here, third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus chapter 17. But one place for sacrifice. Vayadaber Yahweh il Moshe lemor, and the Yahweh spake to Moses, Moshe, saying, lemor, speak to Aaron and to his sons Banai, and to all the B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel, and say to them, this is the thing which the Yahweh hath commanded, lemor, saying, what man soever there be of the Bait Yisrael, of the Beit Yisrael, of the house of Israel, that killeth an ox or lamb or goat in the camp, or that killeth it out of the camp, and bringeth it not to the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the
tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, to offer an offering to the Yahweh before the tabernacle of the Yahweh. Blood shall be imputed to that man. He hath shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people, to the end that the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, may bring their sacrifices which they offer in the open field, even that they may bring them to the Yahweh, to the Petah, the door of the Ohel Moed, of the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, to HaKohen, to the priests, and offer them for Shalamim, peace offerings to the Yahweh. And HaKohen, the priest, shall sprinkle Hadam, the blood, upon HaMizbeach, the altar of the Yahweh at the Petah, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and burn the fat for a sweet savor to the Yahweh. And they shall no more offer their sacrifices to devils, after whom they have gone a whoring. This shall be a statute forever to them throughout their generation.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical for this double course.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Chamishi, Shema Yisrael, here for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering for the Acharei Mot, for the 29th sabbatical study with a double portion. It is the Shalishi, the third of a double portion. Shalishi, Kashahain Mahov, here. Hebrew first words. Wa elehem tomar ish mi beit Yisrael umin hager asher yagur be tokam asher yaele ola o zabach, and thou shalt say to them, Wa elehem tomar, thou shalt say to them, ish, man, ish, whatsoever man, ish, mi beit Yisrael, whatsoever ish, there be of the beit Yisrael, of the house of Yisrael, Ish, mi beit Yisrael, umin hager, or of the strangers, umin hager, asher yagur bitokam, that sojourn among them, bitokam, asher ya'ele ola, that offereth, that causeth to be lifted up, that aliyah is, that offereth is, asher ya'ille ola, a up offering, a ola, a holocaust offering, a burnt offering, a ola, or zabach, or sacrifice, or zabach. Here for the Chamishi, here picking up the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus, for a double portion. Here, Leviticus chapter 17 at verse 8, the Hamishi Aharimot, the fifth is in a double portion, the third for the double portion, the Shalishi. Why Elehem Tomar Ish Ish Mibeita Yisrael Umin Hagir Asha Yagura Bitokam Asha Ya'ile Ola O Zabach 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 Zabach.
And the fat of the chataat, the sin offering, shall he burn upon the mizbeah, mizbeah, upon the altar. And here, this bringing us to the Hamishi, Hamishi, to the fifth Aliyah for this 29th weekly Torah portion reading at feeding for Shabbat Achrei, Achrei Mot. Here, Leviticus chapter 17, here at verse 8, the Hamishi. Wa Elehem Tomar Ish Ish Mi Beita Yisrael Umina Hagera Asha Yagur Bitokam Asha Ya'ele Ola O Zabah Zabah Zabah. And thou shalt say to them, Wa Elehem, whatsoever man there be of the house of Yisrael, Mi Beit Yisrael, or of the strangers which sojourn among them, that offer a burnt offering or sacrifice, that offer Asha Ya'ile Ola O Zabach, that offereth a burnt offering or sacrifice, and bringeth it not to the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, to offer it to the Yahweh, even that man shall be cut off from among his people. The explanation and sanctity of blood, of Hadam, the Dam, the Dem, verse 10. And whatsoever man there be of the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, all of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in Hadam, in the blood, and I have given it to you upon HaMizbeach, the altar, to make an atonement for your souls. For it is Hadam, it is the blood, Demu, that maketh an atonement for the soul, the Nefesh. Therefore I said to the Bnei Yisrael, no soul, psyche, of you shall eat Dam, shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat dam, hadam, eat blood. Whatsoever man there be of the Bnei Yisrael, the children, sons of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out hadam, the blood thereof, and cover it with dust. For it is the life of all flesh, hadam, the blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the sons of Israel, ye, y'all, shall eat Hadam, the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is Hadam, the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. And every soul, every psyche that eateth that which dieth of itself, or that which was torn with beasts, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. Then shall he be clean. But if he wash them not, nor bathe his flesh, then he shall bear his iniquity. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 18, the relationships and walk of HaElohim, the true good, the true God's earthly people. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lemor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the sons of Israel, and say to them, Ani Yahweh Elohim, I be he who be, we be your Elohim. After the doings of the land of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, wherein ye y'all dwelt, shall ye y'all not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither where I bring you, shall ye y'all not do. Neither shall ye y'all walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. Hani Yahweh Elohim, I be he who be who ye be, your Elohim. Ye y'all shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be. This brings us here to the Sheshi Aliyah in Leviticus chapter 18. Chapter 18 at verse 6. So the Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth Aliyah. Ish il kola she'era b'saro lo tikarevu le galota erva hania Yahuwah. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. Ani Yahweh, I be he who be who he be. The nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shall thou not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife, thy father's Isha, shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father or daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. The nakedness of thy son's daughter or of thy daughter's daughter, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for theirs is thine own nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's Isha's daughter, thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, for she is thy mother's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach to Ishto, his wife. She is thine aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law. She is thy son's Isha, thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's Isha, thy brother's wife. It is thy brother's nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shalt thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswoman. It is wickedness, it is wretchedness. Neither shalt thou take a wife to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness beside the other in her lifetime. Also thou shalt not approach to a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally, sexually, with thy neighbor's Isha, thy neighbor's wife, to defile thyself with her. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech. Neither shalt thou profane the name of Elohecha, of thy Elohim. Ani Yahweh, I be the Yahweh, he who be who he be. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is
You're going. you better purify your heart, then you know yourself.
for this double course, double course, double course, double course, double course, double course, double course.
Mot, mawet, mawet, mot, point as mot, death. Aharei mot, 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 aharei mot. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. This is Wyndham Yard, and yes, I. Hear, hear, hear. A few first words right here. First reason is right here. Here we are here for the RSS number 29. And the RSS number 30, Aharei Mot,
Aharei Mot,
Aharei Mot, Chabarim. Yes, I. We have Aharei Mot for the 29th. And we're here, here, here for this Shabuah. The first part, we have the Aharei, Aharei, after Mot, Mawet, Mawet, Mot, point as Mot, death. Aharei Mot. Here picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus chapter 16, Chabarim, beginning with the first verse to chapter 18, verse 30. So here, 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 yes, I, let's give ear right here, Hebrew first word. So here we have the RSS, the Rastafari Sabbatical Study for this Shabbat Strong, picking up with the 16th chapter, Leviticus. Here, 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 the Tait Zain. Chapter, the 16th chapter, Vaydaver Yahuwah el Moshe, Aharei Mot Shnei Bnei Aharon, Bikaravatam Lifnei Yahuwah, Vayamutu, and Jehovah spoke, Vaydaver Yahuwah el Moshe, to Moshe, Aharei Mot, after the death, Shnei Bnei, the two sons, the Shnei Bnei Aharon, after the death of the two sons of Aaron, Bikarbatam Lifnei Yahuwah Vayamutu, when they drew near before Jehovah, Vayamutu, and died, Vayamutu, and were deaded on. So here we have the Aharei Mot, after the death, for the 29th, for the Kaf Tate, for the 29th Parsha, the manna right here. What is the word? What is it? Manhu, Aharei Mot, after the death. The occasion added force to the warning that follows. After an exhortation to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the Bnei, the sons, the Israelites, that they die not in their uncleanness, in the previous Parsha, Leviticus chapter 15, verse 31, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, Ha-Kadosh, Baruch Hashem, addressed a warning to Ha-Kohen, to the priest, that he die not, right? Verse 2, through committing a forbidden act in connection with Ha-Mishkan, with the tabernacle, the sanctuary, Ha-Mikdash, the holy place. The communication was made the day after the death, the mot, the death and burial of Aharon's sons, of the Shnei Bnei Aharon, the two sons of Aaron, after the death, Aharei, after Aharei, mot, after the death, because on the day of the tragedy, he was unfit to receive it. One of the reasons right here, here, here. So in this sabbatical study, this Shabbat for the 29th, Torah portion, it moves from the preceding instructions regarding the what's called ritual purity, cleansiness, the tahora, to recall the tragic incident, the tragedy of Nadav and Avihu, of Nadab and Abihu, the two sons, the Shnei Bnei Aharon, the two sons of Aaron, who were killed, or Vayamutu, they died, they were mutu, they were muted on, they were deaded on, they were killed when they offered strange fire upon the altar of Ishtar during the livication, what some may call the dedication, the livication of HaMishkan, of the tabernacle. We have that from Leviticus chapter 10. In Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 to 2. So let's just recall right here, here, here for continuity purposes. Vayikhu Bnei Aharon Nadav wa Avihu wa Abihu Ish Machetato wa Yitnu va Hain Eish Waya Simu or leha et oret wayakarivu lifne Yehowa eish vara ashalol siwa otam. And Nadav and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took each of them his censer and put fire therein and laid incense, aishins thereon, and offered strange fire lifnei Hoa before Jehovah, that he had not commanded them. Wayakrivu lifnei Yehovah eish zara, the eish, the fire, zara. Zara, Asher, that which lo, no, siwa, siwa, lo, siwa, lo, siwa, lo, siwa, no commanding otam, that he had not commanded them. Now here, a commentary note in the Chumash says, and put fire therein, and put fire therein. Why yitinu, and they gave vahain, in them, eish, in their senses. They were under the impression, some say, that the Shekinah manifested itself, or in that sense, Shekinah herself, Shekanyahu himself, but the Shekinah, and related with the fire, herself or itself after the sacrifice of the continual Olah, burnt offering, in Exodus, from Exodus chapter 29, verse 42. It would be proper to burn incense. This is the impression that they were under, that it was proper to burn the Aishans now, that the divine, the divine glory had been revealed, and the fire, the Aish, the fire, the Isat, the fire had descended. They accordingly brought it lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, in the presence, perception of Jehovah, on the inner altar, the altar of Aishans, the golden altar of Aishans. Their sin, their chatiyah, tachet, their uckery, consisted in putting fire in their senses and not depending upon the fire, the Aish, that came down from Shemayim. This is the reasoning that is given concerning Leviticus chapter 10, the first two verses, zooming in, and put fire therein. But we have this two places where it says, Bahain Aish, Wayitinu Bahain Aish, right? That they put in them, they took and put in them fire. They put in them fire. Wayasimu Aleha, right? And laid upon her, right? Kitoret, the Aishans, Wayakribu. Wayakribu karab karav, to draw near, or the korban, here in the sense of they offering, they presenting. Wayakribu lifnei, in the presence of, the presences of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, eish, fire, zara, adulterous fire, strange fire, zara fire, adulterous fire, asher, that which lo, no, siwa, commanded otam, that fire that he did not command, he did not wait for the command. They did not wait for the instruction. They did not wait for the direction. They proceeded forward without instruction, without direction. That right there in the context is illogical. And they proceeded illogically, without logos, without the logistics, without instruction, without direction. But they were under these impressions, no doubt. Because these priests, these Kohanim, right, these priests, they came close to the Holy of Holies in an incorrect manner. It was an incorrect approach. Sounds like a plane landing, right? Even like on a battle carrier in the context of the Mishkan. The plane is landing and the approach is off, and the tower says, well, they should know that they have not gotten the approach. It's an incorrect approach, an incorrect manner. And the key is this strange fire and the fact that the scripture says that they were not commanded, that which strange fire, that they were not commanded. Everything here, if we look at the ordination, what happened on that day of the ordination, consecration, and the ordination of the Kohanim, of Aharon, of the Christians. Here we have, in the Hebraic sense, the first Christians in the camp here in the Midbar, in the wilderness, the first Christians, the first anointed one, Meshachawiyah, Mashiach, to anoint, Mashach, anointed, Christos, Christ, Christian, the first anointed ones, and two of the priests were deaded on, Wayamutu. Yahuwah further commanded Moshe to instruct Aharon that he should enter the innermost chamber only in a carefully take care. Here's the caution. Here Jehovah instructs Moshe and commands Moshe to instruct Aharon, right? To instruct, but this is the caution here, right? To only enter the innermost of the inner, right, chamber only in a carefully prescribed manner, once a shana, once a year, once a shana, the shana. Right, the duplication, reduplication, the redoubling, the cycle, the year, the sequence. On the 10th day of the 7th Chodesh, the 7th renewed, the 7th moon or 7th month, some would say, during the sacred, the set-apart time, the Mo'ed, of the Mo'edim, the appointed times, and on the sacred Iowa called Yom HaKippurim, called scripturally, biblically, Yom HaKippurim. Most ones may say Yom Kippur, correct sense, Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonements. On this most solemn day, Aharon was commanded to immerse himself in a mikveh, Afro-Shemitically mikveh, right, immersion, right, a pool, and to dress in all white linen. He then was instructed to slaughter a bull as a personal chatiat, as a personal ukri, offering, that was called a sin offering, the forfeiture offering, the lack offering. Aharon then brought some kittoret, the aishin, the kittoret, to burn, to burn within the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh Kodashim, right, the Holy of Holies, before returning to sprinkle the blood, hadam, of the chati'at, the ukri offering, the sin, the forfeiture offering, 7 times before, lifnei, in the presence of the Ark of the Testimony, the Ark of the Covenant. And this is mainly referring to the kaporet, or the what's called the mercy seat, the covering. That's where he would meet, right? Aharon repeated this procedure using hadam, the blood, the dam, of one of the 2 goats. So here we have the 2 goats that was selected. How they were selected? By lot, to be slaughtered as a chatiat, as an ukri offering, a sin, a lack offering, a chatiat on behalf of Ha'am, on behalf of the people. So we have the bull, right? Because of the bull. So even in the hierarchy of the we can say the animals. What does this teach us, right? According to the mashal, according to the proverb, the parable, according to the type. So the bull is slain for his own person. He had to cleanse himself before he could offer the offering or the offering for the people. And the offering of the people. Now we have the 2 goats, right? We have the 2 goats selected by lot, right, to be slaughtered on behalf of the people. After this, Aharon took more of the sacrificial blood and purified the altar of Aishens, the altar of the Kittaret, the Itan, right, and other furnishings, one might say the furniture of the tabernacle in that sense, or in this sense we would say the instruments of HaMishkan, the instrument of the dwelling place, the sanctuary in that sense, the Mikdash, holy place, the Mishkan, the place where he will be Shakan, the Shakanyah, where Jehovah dwells, abides, the Mawahat, Tawahido. Later, the fat of these sacrifices, the chelari, was burnt on the copper altar or the brazen mizbeach in the courtyard. Although, note, the hide and the flesh were to be entirely burnt, entirely holocaust, a consumption offering, holocaust, completely burnt outside of the camp. So the outside of the camp, what took place where? These instructions and this caution here in the Acharimot, after the death. After purifying HaMishkan, the dwelling place, Aharon went to the gate of the courtyard and laid both hands, the Samek, right, the laying of both hands, right, both hands upon the head, the Rosh, of the other goat that was designated, and that word designated, the sign, Le Azazel, for Azazel, right, for Azazel, a name for the accusing angel or angel, which we can see even in its typology, a type of Baphomet, right, the Azazel, right, the scapegoat, while confessing all the chati'at, right, all of the sins, the ukri, the pesha'ah, the transgressions, the rebellions of Ha'am, of the people, of Jah people. Now this, what is called the scapegoat, right, the scapegoat, the goat let go, was not slaughtered. So the scapegoat was not slaughtered. The one Le'Azazel was not slaughtered, right, however, was driven away into the Midbar, into the wilderness, the Midrash Bedah, carrying, quote, all the iniquities to a land not inhabited, end quote. Finally, Aharon, Kohen Gadol, the high priest, the big priest, returned to the tent, Ha-Ohel, to the tent, washed and changed his clothes, and offered two burnt offerings, one for himself and one for the people, to complete the purification process. So now this, some might say, an elaborate ritual was ordained to be a decree or a statute, right, for Israel. And the day of the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, is called Yom Kippur, was to be observed every Shana, every year, every cycle, as a time, as an Iowa, as a Moed, as an appointment of, quote, affliction and mourning, end quote, for all Ha'am, for all of Jah people, 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 here, here, here. Now, the Parsha here, this portion ends, the RSS, or the RSS 29, Acharimot, the portion ends with further instructions and directions about making sacrifices and also cautions, including the prohibition against offering sacrifices apart from the rites of the tabernacle. So it wasn't like a do-your-own-thing, right? Any sacrifices apart from the tabernacle, there's a caution that's prohibited. The consumption of blood of the dam, the dem, right, is explicitly and strictly forbidden, since blood, the dam, hadam, was reserved for sacrificial purposes upon the mizbeah, ha-mizbeah, the altar. Finally, the portion, the parasha, RSS number 29, Acharimot, after the death, after the mot, represents and presents a list of forbidden, it presents a list of forbidden sexual relationships. And one might say sexual relations and practices, concluding with the general prohibition against following the abhorrent and disgusting practices of other nations. So here, 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 here for this RSS, RSS 29. Here, 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 the Hebrew first words right here. Why daveri Yehovah el Moshe acharei mot shnei b'nei Aharon b'karabatam lifnei Yehovah v'yamutu. And Jehovah spoke to Moshe acharei mot, after the death, shnei b'nei Aharon, of the two sons of Aaron, b'karabatam lifnei Yehovah, when they drew near before Jehovah, v'yamutu. Wayamutu, and they were muted on, they were deaded on, and they died. Hear, 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 give ear for the RSS, first words, first reasonings here. Some of the basic questions, some basic questions here for the 29th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Basic questions. Ahare mot, what does it mean? It means after the mot, after the death. Why were Aaron's two older sons, Nadab and Abihu, killed or deaded on when HaMishkan, when the tabernacle was first levitated? Second question, what does the term Yom HaKippurim mean, Chabarim? What does the term Yom HaKippurim? Others might say Yom Kippur. That's like a kind of a watered-down sense, but scripturally, biblically, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, while Yom Kippur says the Day of the Atonement, singularity, HaKippurim, the Atonement, the collective one, right, in that sense. But what does the term, scriptural, the scriptural term, Yom HaKippurim mean, Chabarim? Third question, when is Yom HaKippurim to be observed, to be kept, Shomer? Fourth question, during Yom HaKippurim, during the Avodah, what's called, some referred to as the Avodah, more Afro-Shemitically pointed, the Avodah, the Avodah. The Avodah is the service. The word is service, but in this context, it's a priestly service. The Avodah, Avodah. Priestly, the service, the priestly service. What animal was Aharon, Aaron, required to sacrifice as a chati'at, a chati'at, a sin, an akri offering? And what were the people to offer, to present, to offer? Fifth question. What area of HaMishkan, of the tabernacle, was Aharon allowed to enter during Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement? Sixth question. Before he first entered the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Holy of Holies, what was Aharon required to do? Seventh question. What Avodah did Aharon do the first time, the first eye where he entered the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Holy of Holies, the Isle of Islas, the separated of separated places, separated the Holy of Holies, the innermost of the innocent? Eighth. What did Aharon do the second time he entered the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Holy of Holies? Ninth, during a special ceremony of Yom HaKippurim, Aharon selected two male goats over which lots were to be drawn. What were each of the goats used for? Tenth, What was done with Hadam, the dam, the blood of the sacrifice goat? 11th, what was done with the live goat? What was done with the live goat? 12th, why are we not allowed to eat dam, the dam, the blood? And how is it removed from meat? What's the kashrut? How is it removed from meat? 13th, how many times did Aharon enter the Holy of Holies on Yom HaKippurim? And the 14th Habarim, according to certain Judaic, some say legend, or, you know, certain things that are more legendary, as they would say, Jewish legend. What special name of Elohim did Aaron carefully enunciate when he prayed within the Kodesh or Kodashim? What name? It is said in many of the Judaic legends, and we have found this in, you know, among the different diasporas, you know, in a form or another. But what special name? What special name of Elohim, the true good, the true God, HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, did Aaron carefully enunciate when he prayed within the Holy of Holies? So the 14 questions right here, for this RSS 29, Aharei Mot, after the death. And
Hear, O Israel.
But the jam me give me honor, for make me sing even though I'm a band stammer. So me sing sweet song like Hosanna. My voice sweet like a piano.
Rasta sin no sin,
118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Endureth forever. Endureth forever. Endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Do unto me. Do unto me. Do unto me. Do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. On 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 them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. 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 Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord, this gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner, stone of the corner, stone of the corner, stone of the corner, stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes, in our eyes, in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, dureth forever, dureth forever, dureth forever, dureth forever, dureth forever, dureth forever.
The whole place is doomed for hell.
Don't you think I'm a fish?
Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Do unto me. Do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. On them that hate me. On them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them, I will destroy them, I will destroy them, I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord, this gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner, stone of the corner, stone of the corner, stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes, in our eyes, in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Here, 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 today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of these Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi Zedek, we have Mizmor Kof Yod Chet, Kof Yud Chet, Psalm 100. Here, 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 today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of these Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi Zedek, we have Mizmor Kof Yod Chet, of Yudhet, Psalm 118, Psalm CXVIII, Mizmor Kof Yod Chet, Kof Yud Chet. Hear, Midrash on today's daily psalm. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, for ever. Hodu la Yahuwah, keep o, ki le'olam chasido. Oh, give thanks to Jehovah. Hodu la Yahuwah, hodu la Yahuwah, keep o, for he is good, ki le'olam chasido. For his mercy endureth forever, forever, forever. For elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 3 and 10. When y'all speak of the righteous, say that it shall be well with him, with him, with him. Imru tzaddik ki tov, say y'all of the righteous. Imru tzaddik, that it shall be well with him. Ki tov, imru tzaddik. Ki tov. When a man speaks the name of a righteous man, a tzaddik, he should wish him well as he speaks Shemo, as he speaks his name. For it is said, when ye y'all speak of the righteous, Imru Tzaddik, say that it shall be well with him, Ki Tov. And when a man speaks the name of a Rasha, a ratchet man, he should wish him ill as he speaks Shemo, for it is said, even here, in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah 3 and 11, woe to the wicked, to the ratchet. It shall be ill with him. Oi, le rasha, ra'a. Oi, woe, oi ve, le rasha, ra'a. Woe to the wicked. It shall be ill with him. Oi, le rasha, ra'a. Scripture says also, even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashal, in Proverbs 10 and 7, the name of the righteous shall be for a blessing, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Zakera tzadika livraka, v'shem rishaima yirkav, the memory of the righteous, zakher tzadik, shall be for a blessing, livraka, libraka, for a blessing. V'shem rishaim, but the name of the wicked, of the ratchet ones, v'shem rishaim yirkav, shall rot, yirkav. And so you find of Abraham that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, spoke the name of righteous Abraham, He blessed him. As when He said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 18, verse 17, shall I hide from Abraham that which I am doing? Hamkaseh hani me Avraham asher ani oseh? Shall I hide from Abraham that which I am doing? Hamkaseh hani me Avraham asher ani Hear, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malkiah Tzedek, we have Mizmor Kof Yod Chet, Kof Yud Chet, Psalm 118, Psalm CXVIII, Mizmor Kof Yod Chet, Kof Yud Chet. Hear, Midrash, on today's daily psalm. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, forever. Hodu la Yahuwah Kito Ki le'olam chasado. Oh, give thanks to Jehovah. Hodu la Yahuwah. Hodu la Yahuwah Kito. It's good. Ki le'olam chasado. For his mercy endureth forever, forever, forever. For elsewhere, this is what scripture says, even in Yeshayahu and Isaiah, Isaiah 3 and 10. When y'all speak of the righteous, say that it shall be well with him, with him, with him. Imru adi kito, say y'all of the righteous. Imru adi, that it shall be well with him. Kito. Imru adi. Kito. 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 When a man speaks the name of a righteous man, a adi, he should wish him well as he speaks Shemo, as he speaks his name. For it is said, when ye y'all speak of the righteous, Imru Adik, say that it shall be well with him, keep old. And when a man speaks the name of a Rasha, a ratchet man, he should wish him ill as he speaks Shema, for it is said, even here, 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 in Isaiah 3 and 11, woe, yo, woe to the wicked, to the ratchet. It shall be ill. It shall be ill with him. Oi, le rasha'a ra'a. Oi, woe, oi ve, le rasha ra'a. Woe, yo, woe to the wicked. It shall be ill with him. Oi, le rasha ra'a. Scripture says also, even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mashal, in Proverbs 10 and 7, the name of the righteous shall be for a blessing, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Zakher tzadika livraka, the shem rishaim yirkav, the memory of the righteous, zakher tzadik, shall be for a blessing. Livraka, libraka, for a blessing. Veshem Rishayim, but the name of the wicked, of the ratchet ones, Veshem Rishayim, Yerkav, Sharat, Yerkav. And so you find Abraham that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, spoke the name of righteous Abraham, He blessed him. As when He said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 18, verse 17, shall I hide from Abraham that which I am doing? Hamkaseh hani me Abraham asher ani oseh. Shall I hide from Abraham that which I am doing? Ham kaseh ani me Abraham asher ani oseh. And he went on at once to say, even here, here, here in Bereshit, Genesis 18, the next verse, 18:18. Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. The Avraham hayu yehye l'goy gadol. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. With Abraham, Hayu Yehiye, Litgoy Gadol. But when Pael, the true good, the true God Almighty, I spoke the name of Malek, he cursed him, As when he said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 25 and 17, remember what Malek did to the eye. Zakor, Eit Asher, Asa Lecha, Malek. Remember what Malek did to the eye. Zakor, Eit Asher, Asa Lecha, Malek. And at once went on to say, thou, the eye, shalt blot out the remembrance of Malek, of Amalek. Here in Devarim, Deuteronomy 25 at verse 19. Ti meche et zaker malek. Now the eye shall blot out the remembrance, the memory, the remembrance of Malek. Ti meche et zaker malek. Hence, Imru Adik Tito. Hence here, when y'all speak of the Adik, the righteous, that it shall be well with him. Imru Adik Tito. Tito. In another comment, the verse is read, say ye, say y'all, to the righteous, that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. And Yeshayahu is Isaiah 3 and 10. Imru tzadik ki tov ki furi ma'alalehem yokelu. Say ye of the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruits of their doings. Ki fri ma'alalehem yokelu. They shall eat the fruits, the free, ki fri of their doings, ma'alalehem yokelu. You find that the braka, habraka, the blessing, bears fruit, free, bears fruit, and that the curse, does not bear free, fruit, as is said, even in the next verse from Yeshayahu, Isaiah 3:11, woyo, oive, oy, to the wicked, to the ratchet, it shall be ill with him, for the work of his hands shall be done to him. Oi li rasha'a ra'a ki gmula yadayo ye ase lawu. Oi vei li rasha'a ra'a. Woe to the rasha, the ratchet. It shall be ra'a, ill, evil with him. Ki gomula yadayo ye aseh lo'u, for the work of his hands shall be done to him. Ki gomula yadayo ye aseh lo'u. Note that the verse does not say, quote, fruit of his hand, but work, but the walk, the work of his hand. Because the curse does not bear free fruit. In another comment, the verse from Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah is read, say to the righteous that he is good, and he is good. Nimru Adik Kito. Say to the Adik that he is, oh, good. Nimru Adik
people, that is, say to the righteous one of the universe, the righteous one of the universe, Hatzadik Asher Laha Olam. Say to the righteous one of the universe, to Hatzadik Asher Laha Olam, that he is good people in whatever he does for you, for the eye. You find that on New Year's Day, on Yom Teruah, Rosh Hashanah, you find that on New Year's Day, everyone is summoned to judgment before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, and everyone, every people of the earth claims, quote, in the judgment we have been found righteous, end quote. Even when Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, come, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, acquits Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, and forgives them their iniquity, as is said even in Vayikra, Leviticus 16 and 30, for on this day shall atonement be made for you, to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins, from all your uckery. Vayom hazeh yikapira elekem le'et ahira etekem mikol chatatekem lifnei Yahuwah tiyat eharu, for on this day shall atonement be made for you, to cleanse you from all your sins, all your uckeries, shall y'all be clean lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. Ki bayom hazeh yikapir lekem le'tahir etekem mikol chatatekem lifnei Yahuwah tiyat eharu. We still cannot know, and I still cannot know, who were found righteous in the judgment when the feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, comes. However, Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, take their palm branches and praise and Isaiah, Hatzadik Asher Hatzadik, the righteous one of the universe. And it is then that I know that only Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, were found righteous in the judgment. And what do they say? Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever, for ever. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov, ki le'olam chasado. Hence, hear. Say to the righteous that He is good. Imru, Adika Tito. Say to the righteous, Imru, Adika Tito, that He is good. Tito, He is good. Good, good, good. And in another comment, the verse is read, a vow the Lord, for He is good. A vow Yahuwah Jehovah, for He is good. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov. Elsewhere scripture says, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 12 and 1, and in that day thou shalt say, I will avow thee, I, O Lord. Ve'amata bayom hahu, odeka Yahuwah, and in
That day, thou, the eye, shalt say, I will give thanks to the eye, O Jehovah. We amarta bayom hahu, O dekai Yahuwah. I will avow the eye, O dekai Yahuwah. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, have no other way of repaying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites, have no other way of repaying HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the wonderful things, the wonderful things, for all the wonderful things he does for them, except by avowing him. As is said, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 25:1, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee, I will avow thy name, for thou, the I, hast done wonderful things. Yahuwah Elohai Ata Eromem Mika Hodeshimka Ti Osita Pele O Jehovah. Thou art my God, Yahuwah Elohai Ata. Thou art Elohai Hailiyai, Yahuwah Elohai Ata. Eromem Mika Hodeshimka. I will exalt the eye, big the eye up, it romi mecha. I will big the eye up, odeh. I will praise, I will thank, I will avow shimka. I will avow odeh shimka, the eye name shimka. Ki osita pele, for thou the eye hast done ki osita wonderful thanks pele. Yahweh Elohai Ata Eromi Mecha Odeshimka Ki Osita Pele 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 Pele. Thus, like this scripture says in Mishle Shlomo in the Mashal, in Proverbs 28:13, it reads, He that covereth his transgressions shall not prosper, but whoso avoweth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. Now, a particular Hebraic note is the connection with the word for thanks, the word for avow, the word for confess, Hebraically being wrapped up in one word right here. So this verse in Mishle Shlomo in the Mashal in Proverbs 28:13 that reads, He that covereth his transgressions shall not prosper, but whoso avoweth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. This is also translated as, He that covereth his transgressions shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. Mikaseh tishayo lo wa yatzaliach umodeh v'ozeva yirucham. But whoso forsaketh, right, confesseth and forsaketh them, confesseth, umodeh, umodeh, same operative word for thanks, umodeh, umodeh, we'ozeba yerucham, umodeh, we'ozeba yerucham. But whoso confesseth, whoso avoweth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. And again, in Psalm 32:5, I make a vow of my sin to the Lord. Amarti ode eleya fishaya la Yahuwah. I said I will make confession. I will make a vow of my sin. I will make confession concerning my transgressions to Jehovah.
amati ode leya fishai la yahua. And because I make a vowel of it, confession, I make a vowel of it, thou, the I forgave it ever, the iniquity of my sin. And thou, vata, nasata, evona, chatati, selah. And because I make a vowel, confession, a vowel of it, thou, the I forgavest ever the iniquity of my sin. Weata nasata eon chatati selah. And thou, the I, weata, thou forgavest the iniquity of my huckery, of my sin, chatati selah, selah, ever, 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 ever. The scripture says again, it is a good thing, it is a good thing to avow the Lord. Even in Psalm Mizmor, Psalm 92:2, where it reads, it is a good thing, a good thing, a good thing to avow Jehovah. Oh, lehodot la Yahuwah. It is a good thing to give thanks to Jehovah. Oh, lehodot la Yahuwah. Hence, hear. Oh, avow Jehovah, for he is good. Hodu la Yahuwah, keep, oh. He who avows him takes good, oh, to himself. As is said even in Hosea 14:3, take with you words and return to the Lord. And so take good. Take with you words and return to the Lord. And so take good. Kehu imakem devarim. Take with you words. Kehu imakem devarim. With Shuvu Eliyahuwah, and return to Jehovah. With Shuvu Eliyahuwah. Imru Elayo Kola Tisa Avon. Say to him, Imru Elayo, forgive all iniquity. Call Tisa Avon, and accept that which is good. Zikach tov, wikach tov, and accept old, and take old, and so take good. Wikach tov. Another comment on, oh, avow the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hodu la Yahuwah, keep old, ki le'olam chasudo. What can for his mercy endureth forever mean? What can he, le'olam chasado, mean except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, bestowed mercy upon the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, the Israelites, not for a shana, not for a year, not for 2 years, but forever. Thus, like this, you find that once Moses gave them HaTorah, gave them the Torah, which is called mercy. As is said even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mashal Proverbs 31:26, the law of mercy is on her tongue. The law of mercy is on her tongue. V'torata chesed Allah Lishonaha, and the law of kindness is on her tongue. With Torat Chesed, Chesed, loving kindness, mercy. With Torat Chesed, Al Lishonaha is on her Lishonaha, on her tongue. With Torat Chesed, Al Lishonaha. It could not be taken away from them, for it was given to them forever, forever. Even so, all mercies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon Israel, Israel, endure forever. As is said even in Lamentations 3:22, where it reads, surely the Lord's mercies are never ended, hence here his mercy endureth forever. Ki le'olam chasado. And still another exposition, by way of a parable, by way of a proverb, by way of a mashal, of ki le'olam chasado, of his mercy endureth forever. A householder used to lend money to everyone in his city, so that the people of the city said, quote, may the householder be remembered for good, for in the rainy season he provides us with all we aina require, and in the summer season he takes only 3 coins as interest from us, from aina. But when a certain man came and said to them, quote, I will provide what you require for only 1 coin. They left the first man and transferred their gratitude to the second man. Finally, when another man came and said, quote, I will provide for you without charge. Is it not fitting that the people of the city should transfer their gratitude to him who gives so freely to them? Just so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, gives freely to all his creatures. Is it not fitting then, with respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, that they should express their gratitude and praise him? Hence here it is said, Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov. Oh, give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good. So let's make Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever, that his mercy endureth forever. Yomar na Israel, ki le'olam hasado. So make Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever, forever. Yomar na Israel, ki le'olam hasado. It is not seemingly for anyone to say of himself that he is a good man. It is not seemingly proper right for anyone to say of himself that he is a good man. But it is seemingly that others should bear witness concerning him. Who bears witness concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he? Israel, Israel. Therefore, it is said, let's make Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Yomar na Israel, ki le'olam chasado. Another comment on, so let's make Israel say, now say, Yomar na Israel, Yomar na, Yomar na Israel. So may Israel now say, when it was asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, who shall thank thee, the I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, may Israel speak in gratitude for the mercy that I have shown him, not for a day, nor for a year, but forever, forever. As is said even in Bereshit in Genesis 32:11. And Jacob said, I am not worthy of all the mercy. Vayomer Yaakov, Vayomer Yaakov, Katontia Mikola, Hachisalim, Katonti Mikol, Hachisadim, I am not worthy of all the mercy. And Jacob said, Vayomer Yaakov, Katontia Mikola, Hachisalim, I am not worthy of all the mercy, of all Hachisadim, Mikol Hachisadim. And how many mercies has Ha'el, the true good, the true God Almighty, shown thee, the eye? He answered, according to the words of the Bereishis, Genesis 48 and 15, they are without measure, he said, God has been my shepherd all my life long to this day. Ha Elohim, Ha Ro'eh Oti, Me Odi, Ad Hayom Hazeh. The true good, the true God, Ha Elohim, who hath been my shepherd. Ha Elohim, Ha Ro'eh Oti, all my life long to this day. Me Yehodi Adah Hayom Hazeh. Another comment on Yomar Na Yisrael. So make Israel now say Yomar Na Yisrael. Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God say, may the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, now say what I did for them in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Canaan, and how I rewarded them by Midbar in the wilderness. Because in Mitzrayim, Egypt, they believed in me. They believed in I. They admitted in I. As is said even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus 4:31, and the people believe, and the people believe. Vayayemen ha'am, and the people believe, believe. Vayayemen ha'am, Vayayemen ha'am. And how did I reward them? Bamidbar. And how did I reward them in the wilderness? Scripture tells, according to Shemot, Exodus 13:21, and the Lord went before them by day. Vayahuah holek lifneihem ayomam, and Jehovah went before them by day, or days. Vayahua holek lifneihem yomam. And in return, what did they promise me? What did they promise I at Sinai, at Sinai? They promised, according to Shemot, Exodus 24 and 7, all that the Lord hath spoken, we, I and I, will do and obey. Kol asher diber Yahuwah na'ifeh v'nishma, all that Jehovah hath spoken will we do and obey. Kol asher diber Yahuwah na'ifeh v'nishma. of that time, of that Iowa Bamidbar in the wilderness, he said, according to the words of Yeremiyahu, Jeremiah, Ermi, Jeremiah 2:2, where it reads, I remember for thee I, the affection of thy youth. I remember for thee the affection of thy youth. Zacharti alach chesed ne'orayich. I remember for thee, speaking to she, I remember for thee the affection of thy youth. Zacharti alach chesed ne'orayich. Hence, hear, 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 let Israel now say, make Israel now say, Yomar na Yisrael, Yomar na Yisrael, Yomar na Yisrael, 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 Yisrael,
Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them... Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me, upon them that hate me, upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. I will destroy them. I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner, stone of the corner, stone of the corner, stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes, in our eyes, in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord.
God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever, endureth forever.
Make the house of Aaron, make the house of Aaron now say, Yom Runa, Reit Aharon, Ki Le'olam Hasido. So let the house of Aaron now say, can be expounded. This verse here, today's daily song, may be expounded. Yom Runa, Reit Aharon, Ki Le'olam Hasido. Expounding this by way of a mashal, a parable of a householder who conducted himself generously with his tenant. At the time of reckoning up accounts, he did not haggle with them. At harvest time, he let them have whatever was left in the granary. And at vintage time, he let them have whatever was left in the wine vat. We do not know, however, what his conduct was towards his own household. Who does know? His servants and the dwellers and house. And who are the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who are the servants of the Holy One? Blessed be he. The house of Aaron. Beit Aharon. The Beit Aharon. Who bring offerings to him at all times, at all hours. Therefore, Yom Runa, Beit Aharon. Make the house of Aaron now say, Yom Runa, Beit Aharon. Yom, make them all now say, Yom Runa, Yom Ru. They to say, Na, now. So make, pray to I, pray to I. Make them say, Yom Runa, Beit Aharon, house of Aaron. That is, make them say what I have done for their sake to every man who rose up against them. Korah and his company, his assembly, rose up against them. The earth swallowed them up. Uzziah. Uzziah rose up and sought to offer incense and sought to offer Aishah. According to 2 Chronicles 26 and 19, leprosy broke forth in his forehead. In his forehead. Vayaz'afa Uzziah Uaviado, Mia Kitareta, Leha Katir, Uavi, Zaipo, Ima Hakohanima, Vehat Ara Asa, Zaraha, Mitsuho, Le Snei Hakohanim, Le Vaidi, Huame, Allah, Le Nizbach, Hakitaret. And here, Second Chronicles 26, 19, the fuller verse. Then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense, to burn Aisha. And while he was wroth with the priest, HaKohanim, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of Jehovah from beside the incense, from beside the Aishan altar. Wayizafa Uziyahu Uabi Yado Mikitareta Lihakatira Ua Bi A Zaipo Ubi Zaipo Im Ha Kohanim We Hatarata Zarha Bi Miza Mitzacho Lisnei ha kohanim de veit Yahuwah me'ala le mizbach ha ketoret. So Uzziah rose up and sought to offer Aishan the ketoret, the incense. Leprosy broke forth in his forehead. Zarcha b'mitocho, and why have I given Aaron such reward? Because he walked, he trotted in uprightness before me, before I, and studied my Torah, as he said even in Malachi 2 and 6, the law of truth was in his mouth. He walked with me in peace and uprightness. The law, the Torah, the law of truth was in his mouth. He walked, he trod with I in peace and uprightness. Torah, amen. Hayta, b'tihu, b'shalom, u'avim, shora, halakiti, the law of truth, the Torah of truth, Torat, amet, Torat, amet, the law of amet, of truth, hayta, b'tihu, was in his mouth, hayta, was, b'tihu, in his mouth. De shalom ua de mishor halak iti. He walked with me, with I, halak iti, in peace. De shalom and uprightness ua de mishor. Torat emet haita de sifu. Bishalom Aua Bimishor Halak Iti. Another comment on So Let the House of Aaron Now Say. Yomru Na Beit Aharon. The verse refers to the Israelite midwives, to the midwives in Mitzrayim. The verse here referring to the midwives, the Israelite midwives in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Now here in the Midrash notes, the midwives are said to have been Aharon, Aaron's mother and sister. Here in the Midrash commentary notes, the midwives are said to have been Aaron's mother and sister. So the verse, Yom Runa, Beit Aharon, so may make the house of Aaron now say, make them say, the house of Aaron.
referring to the midwives in Mitzrayim because they did not obey Pharaoh. As is said even in Shemot in Exodus 1 and 17, but the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them. But the midwives feared, reverenced, respected Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Wa Tiena Ham Yaldota Eta Ha Elohim, and did not as the king of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, commanded them. With lo asu kaasher dibera Elehen Melek Mitzrayim. But save the men, the male children alive. But save the male children alive. What hayena et hayiladim. And what did I do for them? Scripture tells, according to Exodus 1 and 21, Shemot, it says, and it came to pass, because the midwives feared, reverence Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, that he made them houses. Vayehi ki yayahu hama yaldot et Ha Elohim, vayasa lahem batim, and it came to pass. Vayehi, it came to pass because the midwives feared, reverence, respect, reverence Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Vayehi ki yaru hama yaldot et Ha Elohim, that he made them houses. Vayas lahem batim. And here, the Midrash notes priestly and royal families. What is meant by that he made them houses refers to priestly and royal families. Confer Exodus Rabbah 1 and 17. So let them now that fear, that reverence the Lord say, hear, 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 according to the words of today's daily song. Mizmor Kof Yochet Yomru Na Yirei Yahuwah Yomru Na Yirei Yahuwah. So make them now that fear, that reverence the Lord, he who be, who he be, Jehovah say, Yomru Na, let them say, Yomru Na Yirei Yahuwah Yirei Adonai, Yirei Yahuwah. Who are they that Yirei Yahuwah, Yirei Adonai? Who are they that fear, that reverence, that respect Yirei Jehovah, the house of David, the house of David? For David, for David said, even in Psalm 119, verse 63, I am a companion of all them that fear, that respect, that reverence thee, the I am a companion of all them that respect thee, reverence the I. And hear, Mizmor Kof Yud Teit, Kof Yud Teit, here at the 63rd verse. Chavir ani lekol asher yireuka, I am a companion. Chavir ani. I am a companion. Lekol asher yireuka, of all them that reverence, that respect, and I chooses and I associates only from those who are like-minded to himself. The meaning here, Chaver Ani Likol Asher Yireuka. And what did David do for Ha'el, which we give it to God for Ha'el Lohim? Well, saying in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel 7 and 2, see now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God, the ark of Ha'el Lohim, the true giver, true God, dwelleth within curtains. Vayomer Hamelech el Natan Hanavi, Re'eh na Anochi, Yosheva Beveita Irazim, Aaron Ha'elohim Yosheva Betoka Hayaria. See now, I dwell in a house of cedar. Re'eh na. Re'ei na, Anohi Yosef, Bitleit Erahim. I dwell in the house of Shiva, but the ark of Ha'elohim dwelleth within curtains. Waron Ha'elohim and the ark of Ha'elohim. Waron Ha'elohim Yosef, Bit. Talk Hayaria dwell within Yeria within curtains. He set out to build Hahikal, the temple, and in return, what did I do for him? He according to the words of Psalm 89, verses 29, it reads, my mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast, firm with him. His feet also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Le'olam eshmor lo, le'olam eshmar lo hasidi. Uvriti anemeneta lo, ve'esamti la'ada zar'o, ve'chiso'o timeya shamayim. Forever will I keep for him my mercy. Le'olam, the Ketiv here says eshmor lo, or the Kere eshmar lo, I will keep for him chassidi, keep for him my mercy. Uvriti, and my covenant, briti. Uvriti, nemenetalo, and my covenant shall stand fast, shall stand firm with him. Vitsam tiyala adazar o, his seeds are all. Also will I make to endure forever. Vitsam tiyala adazar o, his seeds are all. Also will I make to endure forever. Vitsam tiyala adazar o, vitsao atimeya shamayim, and his throne vitsao. He smay as the days, he may, with he so owa ki maya shamayi, and his throne as the days of heaven. The ki so owa ki may shamayi. Hence here in the Midrash notes it says, according to the PE, according to the Prince edition of the Midrash Tehillim, the study on the Psalms, says, hence the phrase, so let Israel now say.
right here. This is read in connection with the quote here from Psalm 89, verses 29 to 30, hebraically speaking. I think in the KJV, that would be actually verses 28 to 29. Here we have, Yomar na Yisrael. Hence, so make Israel, Yisrael, now say, Yomar na Yisrael. Yomar, to say, for him to say, na, now, Yomar na Yisrael. Therefore, when it reads, here in Psalm 89, Mizmor, Faith 8, page 8, Hebraically, verses 29 to 30, KJV, verses 28 to 29, Hebraically, verses 29 to 30, Le'olam eshmor lo, Le'olam eshmar lo hasidi, Uvriti yanemnet lo, Where samti al ada zaro, Where kisoa timei shamayim, My mercy will I keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand fast firm with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven, as the days of Shamayim. Wikiso kimei Shamayim. I shall do this for him, not only in this world, but also in the Olam Haba. As is said even in Psalm 103, verse 17, where it reads, But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, that reverence, that respect him, and his righteousness to children's children. Here, Shema Yisrael, here, Mizmor, Kof, Gimel, Kof, Gamel, here, Psalm 103, verse 17, Hebraically, V'chesed Yahuwah, Me Olama, V'ada Olama, Al Yireayo, V'esidak Atoa, Livne Yavanim, but the mercy of Jehovah with Chesed Yahuwah. But the mercy of Jehovah is from everlasting to everlasting. With Chesed Yahuwah, me olam, with ad olam, upon them that fear, that reverence, that respect him. Al yireayo, al yireayo, and his righteousness, with Hidkato, and his Hidkato, his righteousness, with Hidkato, Livne Banim, to children's children, 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 children. And here, the Midrash notes. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them, up on them that fear, that reverence, respect him, and his righteousness to children's children. Here, citing Psalm 103, Mizmor of Gimel of Gamel, Psalm CII, right here.